This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right. You love birds. Screw Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's for amateurs.
Right.
We are diving deep into the real shit.
Okay.
Galentine's and Broentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know those holidays where you celebrate your ride or die crew that's going to be standing up there with you when you say I do?
Yes, the ultimate test of friendship.
Right.
Can they handle your wedding planning meltdown?
Exactly.
But seriously, the wedding industry is on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
Using these holidays to reel in clients left and right.
Yeah.
They're not stupid.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
It's not just some cutesy brunch anymore.
No.
We are talking full-blown marketing.
Blitzkrieg. Yeah.
And honestly, I kind of love it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It's like a preview of their skills before you sign on the dotted line.
Exactly. It's like a test drive before you buy the car.
Yeah.
You get to see if their style matches yours before you're stuck with a photographer who thinks sepia tones are still cool.
Okay, so let's break down how these vendors are cashing in. First up, themed events.
Right. Florists are doing workshops where you can learn to make those Pinterest-worthy bouquets while low-key scoping out their wedding arrangements.
Yes.
Talk about a two-for-one.
And it's not just florists.
No.
Photographers are offering mini photo shoots for squads.
Yeah.
Venues are hosting parties that showcase their space.
Right.
It's like a sneak peek into their portfolio.
Don't forget the social media gold they're getting out of it.
Oh my God.
Picture this, your entire Instagram feed filled with gorgeous flower arrangements, happy couples, and venues dripping with fairy lights.
Stop it. It's enough to make you want to elope tomorrow.
Speaking of, let's talk friendship packages.
Yes.
Everyone loves a good deal.
Oh, yeah.
And these vendors are offering some seriously tempting ones.
Mm-hmm.
Caterers have tasting menus for groups.
Yeah.
Makeup artists are doing squad makeovers at a discount.
Hold up. Let's call it what it is.
Okay.
A strategic loss leader.
Uh-huh.
Mm. They're taking a small financial hit to hook you in.
But you know what? It's fucking brilliant.
No.
Because once you taste that five-star catering or see your bestie's flawless makeup,
oh yeah,
you're basically sold.
See, this is what I love about you.
What's that?
You're not afraid to call out the bullshit.
Never.
But yeah, these vendors are playing chess, not checkers.
Definitely.
And it's working.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on. Social media is a whole other beast, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a gold mine. And these vendors are like, give me that pickaxe.
Yes.
They're running contests where you tag your bestie for a free photo shoot or share your best friendship photo to win a planning consultation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about getting those like shares and follows.
User generated content that's like free advertising, right?
Exactly. Wow. And it's gold because it feels way more authentic than some polished ad.
Yeah.
Plus, let's be real, half the reason people even celebrate these holidays is for the Instagram clout.
Okay, you're preaching to the choir here.
I know.
But you know what I really love?
What's that?
The collaborations.
So?
It's like the Avengers of the wedding world teaming up to offer these insane packages.
Right. Imagine a photographer, a florist, and a bakery.
Oh my God.
Joining forces for a brunch package.
Stop.
You get the photos, the flowers, the food.
No.
It's a goddamn trifecta of awesome.
This is why I tell couples to pay attention to what vendors are doing for these holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sneak peek into how they work together.
Yeah.
Their creativity, their vibe.
And don't be afraid to use that to your advantage.
Right.
If you see a vendor killing it with their Galentine's or Broentine's game, hit them up.
Yes.
Ask about packages. Get some inspo for your own pre-wedding festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Make it work for you.
Okay, so we've covered themed events, friendship packages, and social media mayhem.
Don't forget collaborations.
Right, right.
It's all about synergy, baby.
Synergy. But there's another layer to this whole thing that we need to unpack.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Get ready to dive deep, folks.
You know I love a good deep dive.
I know you do.
But we're going to save that for part two. Stay tuned. Lovebirds. Things are about to get juicy.
Ooh. All right, let's get real for a minute. These savvy wedding vendors are hijacking these friendship holidays and turning them into a lead generation machine.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hijacking.
Yeah.
That's a bit harsh, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're just giving people what they want.
Okay, true.
A chance to celebrate their awesome friends and maybe score some sweet deals.
Okay, maybe hijacking is a bit dramatic.
Right.
But they're definitely capitalizing on it. big time. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I can't even blame them.
Yeah.
It's a smart move.
True. True. It's a competitive ass industry, and you got to do what you got to do to stand out. But it's still kind of wild to think how a fake holiday from a TV show turned into such a big deal for weddings.
That's the power of pop culture, baby.
It is.
And the wedding industry knows how to ride that wave. But look, it's not just about the money. This whole Galentine's Brunteens thing actually tells us a lot about the wedding industry itself.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Spill the tea.
For one, it shows they're not afraid to adapt and evolve. They're constantly looking for new ways to connect with couples and stay relevant. It's like they're reading our minds, figuring out what we want before we even know we want it.
Damn, that's some next level marketing shit. It's like they're playing 4D chess while we're still trying to figure out checkers.
Exactly. They're playing the long game, building relationships, and creating experiences that go beyond just the wedding day itself.
Okay. I see where you're going with this. They're not just selling a product. They're selling a feeling, an experience, a whole damn vibe.
Bingo.
Yeah.
It's about creating those warm and fuzzy feels, those Instagrammable moments that people will cherish forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking working.
No arguments here. But let's be real. A lot of this is driven by social media. And some people might say that's kind of shallow. Like, shouldn't it be more about genuine connection?
That's a great point. And it's a balancing act for sure. Vendors need to create authentic experiences that translate well online. Because let's face it, in this day and age, if it's not on Instagram, did it even happen?
Touché. So what's the future of Galentine's and Brontane's Day in the wedding world? Mm. What's next? Matching tattoos, joint skydiving adventures.
I think we're just scratching the surface. I predict we'll see even more creative and over-the-top celebrations in the coming years. Destination, Galentine's Day weekends complete with spa treatments, private chefs, and of course, Instagram-worthy photo shoots.
Okay, stop. I'm already booking my flights.
Yeah.
And for the guys, what, a Brontane's Day brewery tour that ends with everyone getting matching groom squad tattoos?
Maybe not the tattoos, but definitely brewery tours, whiskey tastings, maybe even axe-throwing competitions.
Now you're talking my language.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, it sounds like these holidays are only going to get bigger and bolder.
Absolutely. It's all about creating experiences that are unique, memorable, and most importantly, Instagrammable.
Okay. We get it. Instagram is king. But how can couples actually use this whole Galentine's and Brontane's Day frenzy to their advantage?
Yeah.
Give us the goods.
First of all, embrace these holidays. Use them as an excuse to celebrate your friendships. Hmm. Go all out, have fun, and create some memories.
For each. And if you're planning a wedding, pay attention to what vendors are doing for these holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sneak peek into their style, their creativity, their vibe.
Exactly. It's like a mini audition. And don't be afraid to ask about their Galentine's and Brontane's Day packages or promotions. You might score a sweet deal or get some inspiration for your own pre-wedding celebrations.
So basically, use this shit to your advantage.
Yes.
Don't let the wedding industry be the only one cashing in on the fun.
Right. Take control. Make it your own and celebrate the hell out of your friendships, because at the end of the day, that's what really matters.
Damn straight. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, but guess what? There's still more to unpack. We're going deeper into the implications of this whole thing in part three. All right, lovebirds, we're back and ready to drop some truth bombs.
Let's do it.
We've talked about how the wedding industry is using Galentine's and Brontine's Day to their advantage.
Yeah.
But let's get philosophical for a minute.
Okay.
What does this whole thing say about the industry itself?
Okay, I'll bite it. What's fascinating here is that it goes beyond just marketing tactics. It actually reveals a fundamental shift in the wedding industry's approach.
Oh, you know, I live for these deep dives. Lay it on me.
Think about it. They're not just selling flowers or catering anymore. Mm. They're selling an experience, a feeling, a whole damn lifestyle.
Right.
And they're using these holidays to build a community, a tribe of like-minded people who share their values.
So it's like they're creating a cult. Just kidding. But seriously, it's smart as hell.
It is.
You get people hooked on the vibe and boom, they're booking you for their wedding.
Exactly. It's brilliant. And let's not forget about the whole inclusivity angle.
Wow.
By celebrating both Galentine's and Brontine's Day,
yeah,
they're acknowledging that love comes in all shapes and sizes.
Damn straight. It's not just about the bride and groom anymore.
Yep.
It's about celebrating all the amazing people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your chosen family, your ride or die crew. They're the ones who make life worth living.
Right. And that's a powerful message.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, your wedding is just one day. But those relationships, those are the things that truly matter.
Okay. Cue the tears. No, but for real, that's some deep shit.
Yeah.
So what's the takeaway for our badass wedding couples? What should they be thinking about after listening to all this?
Listen up, lovebirds. Don't be afraid to break tradition and do things your own way.
Yes.
Just because something's been done a certain way for 100 years doesn't mean you have to follow suit.
Preach. Screw tradition.
Yeah.
Your wedding should be a reflection of you and your partner, not some cookie cutter Pinterest board.
And don't underestimate the power of your chosen family.
Yeah.
They're your support system, your hype squad, your ride or dies.
Truth, cherish those friendships. Celebrate the hell out of them and make sure they're a big part of your wedding journey.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, those relationships are the real treasures.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, lovebirds. That's a wrap on our deep dive into Galentine's and Brontine's Day.
That's it.
We hope we've given you some food for thought, some laughs, and maybe even a few ideas for your own epic celebrations.
And remember, whether you're planning a wedding or just celebrating your awesome friends, do it your way. Don't be afraid to break the rules, get a little wild, and create memories that will last a lifetime.
I know. Go out there and raise a glass to your squad. Cheers.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.